We have a very firm rule. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Portland City Council. Before we begin the official proceedings of the City Council, we have a very special proclamation and a very special person to recognize. I think Portland is a very lucky and fortunate community to have people of the caliber of the person that we're celebrating today. Charles Ford has lived in this city for 58 years, and I have known him for 41 years. When he joined the Albina neighborhood back in 1967, I just was a young police officer, which is kind of hard for both of us to imagine ever being young, but it's true. And I've known him over the succeeding years in many different capacities, in many different ways. And he's one of those folks who is a stalwart, a person that stands up for what is right, is there for not just the short haul, but the long haul, and a person who contributes way beyond what most individuals in our community can do. And that's one of the reasons that we are honoring Charles Ford today. His capacity for giving and his capacity for helping solve problems that to some would seem intractable. So with that, Charles, could you please come up to one of these seats so we could officially recognize you? I just want to read a few of the things that Charles has done over the intervening years. As I said, he joined the Albina Neighborhood Association back in 1967. He's worked on police community relations with the Citizens Advisory Committees. He's been a King Neighborhood Facility Director, Coalition of Neighborhoods Board Member, Portland Internal Audit Committee, the Gang Violence Youth Task Force, held neighborhood planning meetings on his porch, and also later became a very important part of our gang violence task force. Those are just a few of the things that Mr. Ford is known for. And before I read the proclamation, I understand, Mr. Ford, that there's a couple of folks who would like to say some words today.
That's true.
And is it Assistant Chief Brett Smith?
He's one of them.
And who's the other person?
Hal Williams.
Okay. Mr. Williams, could you come forward and... Chief Smith.
And it's one other lady. We have a lady. We wouldn't get put together without a lady.
Judith?
Yes.
We only have three chairs. And
Okay, one on the other end.
You're so popular that we would...
I know it. It's spread all over the place.
Mr. Williams.
Mayor Potter. Members of the council, my name is Harold Williams. I'm here to speak on behalf of this great gentleman, Mr. Ford. He is a symbol of fatherhood, mentor, the positiveness of this city and our community. Many times when those who had no voice, Mr. Ford spoke up. For those who could not hear the sounds of hope, Mr. Ford was their ears. When things were tough and no one was willing to stand, he stood tall. And anything that was right, he stood for it. He often said, "I don't stand for black or white, I stand for what is right." And in that process, he has been the symbol of what this city is all about. Many times at midnight when he calls me, and it's usually to burn my ear when I didn't do right, to tell me what I had to do, that I will do. And of course, I did as he instructed. It is often when people like Mr. Ford calls, you respond. Many are called, but few are chosen. Mr. Ford was called, and he was chosen by the man up high to to represent what the human race is all about. He often says, it is one race, the human race. And if we embrace each other, love each other, and speak to the kindness of the humankind, then we would be a better people in Portland, Oregon. And he often talks about our rose garden, that we have all the colors and hues and fragrance in that rose garden that represents the city of Portland. And in that process, he has set a beautiful bouquet for the hope of children yet unborn to have a place and a stage to have a voice. This is a great man. I appreciate personally that you are recognizing him for his contribution. For the difficulties of life, we can handle with ease. But Mr. Ford says the impossible takes a little bit longer. And I thank you very much for recognizing a phenomenal man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Brett Smith with the Portland Police Bureau. Been with the Portland Police Bureau for over 27 years, and I echo what you have said, and also want to thank all of you for recognizing Mr. Ford for his efforts. I first got to meet Mr. Ford in 2001 when I was assigned to IED. At that time, he was chair with the PIAC committee, who's no longer there, but it's been replaced with IPR. But through that opportunity, got to meet somebody who we always agreed, but it was clear that he had a passion to try to make things better, as I did and was learning to do, being a part of the Internal Affairs Division at that time. He saw past the uniform, which sometimes is not easy to do for a lot of people, especially when you're dealing with difficult situations and circumstances that can be a stumbling block and hard to put past people. And it was really much appreciated, I think, from my perspective, because he saw in me something of value that allowed me to be encouraged to continue on as a member of the Portland Police Bureau, but as an individual that was trying to be active and trying to participate in what I thought we were trying to represent what I wanted to represent, the values of our organization. So he was an encourager, he was patient, he was faithful, and it was very clear that he was an individual who was committed to the task to the very end. At times when it was hard for people to participate and be involved, he was still there. You could count on him being there, not just for me personally, but for his community and for the Portland Police Bureau, because he believed that they needed to work together and they needed to find a common ground and common interests, which there were there, and to work toward those rather than focus on the things that were destructive that didn't allow progress to take place. We did have different points of view at times, but I think that's what allowed us to have a relationship that I later valued as being something very special and important. We agreed to be honest with each other, and we agreed that we could disagree. But we wouldn't let those disagreements to stop us as individuals or as an organization or community to continue to move toward progress, even when it appeared as though there was difficulties and roadblocks ahead and lack of community support or bureau support at different times. So we had community goals that were shared and visions that were shared and values that were shared. They all had to do with the community. They had to do with the development and enhancement of the community and the police bureau to be accountable and to work together to problem solve in those areas. He was an active voice, and he was consistent in his voice in that regard. And through that, not only would I say that he's been a friend of the Portland Police Bureau and to his community, but we have grown into a friendship that I very much appreciate. And so I do thank you again for your consistency and faith in the Portland Police Bureau. And on behalf of the Portland Police Bureau myself, we thank you. We think it's an honor that you be recognized, and I thank you for your friendship. Thank you.
You.
Hello, I'm Judith Mowry with the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and also the facilitator for the Restorative Listening Project. And Mr. Ford came and was a very powerful speaker to the group that's been meeting to hear the stories. I would like all of the things that have been said, Mr. Ford, are clearly true, and I would like to appreciate Mr. Ford, the way that you challenge us. You challenge us to think beyond what we think we already know. And I've learned a great deal from you, particularly from being challenged in that way. And I'm deeply grateful for that. In the restorative listening process, we're hearing a lot about a community that held together and worked together and moved forward under very difficult circumstances. And one of the pains that we have heard around issues of gentrification is that those efforts, that time, that community disappears, and that the history is so important to recognize. So I would like to say that I'm delighted the city is giving Mr. Ford this honor, and I hope we'll find a place that we can erect some kind of a memorial to Mr. Ford's work in the community. I think he exemplifies the kind of caring and commitment and work across the boundaries that really make this a very special place to live. Thank you again, Mr. Ford.
Thank you.
I'm going to read a proclamation, and then, as always, Mr. Ford will have the last word. The proclamation reads, whereas Charles Ford has made extraordinary contributions for the greater good of all Portland and its neighborhoods, and whereas the city has benefited from the numerous committees and groups Charles Ford has participated in or chaired, whereas Charles Ford became a community activist in 1967 while serving as a member of the Albina Neighborhood Association and has served as a creative voice in community problem solving for over 40 years, whereas Charles Ford served on the Police Community Relations Citizens Advisory Committee from 1967 to 1975, which he chaired from 72 to 75, whereas Charles Ford served as the King Neighborhood Facility Director from 1985 to 95, and served as a board member of the Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods from 1985 to 2008, and whereas Charles Ford was one of 16 delegates from Portland to attend the West Coast Gang Conference in Anaheim, California, 1987, which provided invaluable information to Portland officials, stressing the value of outreach workers working with law enforcement officials to address gang behavior. And whereas Charles Ford co-founded in 1987, along with five other community members, Portland's Gang Violence Task Force, a proactive committee researching national best practices, and still serves as an active member of that organization. Whereas Charles Ford was a speaker at the Restorative Listening Project in 2008, which has served the community in providing insight into the issue of gentrification in North and Northeast Portland neighborhoods. Whereas Charles Ford's over 40 years of public service has created a link between the residents of Portland, public service agencies, and private nonprofit programming, connecting a body of work that amounts to an immeasurable contribution to an entire community. Now, therefore, I, Tom Potter, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby declare the 26th. This has the wrong date on this, I do believe, as an official day of appreciation for Charles Ford in Portland. And I encourage all residents to observe this day. Charles, this is the proclamation that I want to give to you. And could we join in giving Mr. Ford our approval and appreciation through applause?
I noticed, like I'm almost unprepared.
You're never prepared.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything.
You'd be a part of this.
You've done for us.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Ford, you get the last word.
Mayor, thank you so much for what you have done. I know some of you sitting out there and up there, too, is expecting a nice, long speech by me. Well, guess what? You won't get it today. I planned my segment of this by around other people, people who I know and believe in, that they could come out here and speak for me, and they did it well. I am extremely proud to be who I am. Yes, I spent a lot of years in the streets of Portland, Oregon, because I came in 1951 with a goal. I left Mississippi because I was unhappy there. Life was too miserable. I didn't, when I came here and got here, I didn't find what I had hoped to find. So I realized that shortly thereafter, I can't run from Mississippi to Oregon and Oregon someplace else. You got to stop someplace. So I made a choice to stop and eventually get involved, and that's what I did, and I'm glad I did it. And the reason why I'm so happy, because sitting behind me here is my part of my family, over two. My wife and I are proud parents of six children. God bless her. She's up there in heaven.
Could you have your children stand?
Yes, I will, sir. Would you guys all stand? Pardon me, there are two grandchildren from this, too, also.
Well, let's have the grandchildren stand. Yeah.
I have a lot to be proud of. I have to carry a lot of that pride for my wife. But again, I would like to say thanks to the community. Yes, again, I'm going to repeat, I have been unbelievably involved. There were times I asked my wife, am I getting carried away? And she'd always tell me, as long as you don't think so, it's all right. But when I was out and gone, she was there taking care of our kids, and I'm proud for that. But I'd like to leave this off with all of us. All that you heard, you might be surprised. Portland, Oregon has changed. There's a lot of good things that happened, a lot of negative things that happened. But you got to keep working at it. Sooner or later, something good is going to happen to this city. And it's only going to happen if we stay involved. Whatever we did 20, 40 years ago needs to be continued today. Things have a habit of slipping in the past very quickly. So as far as citizen participation, this all started around citizens' participation in our local government. I would encourage anybody looking at the government that's in front of us here and say to you, encourage citizen participation. It's valuable. It's needed. There are too many ifs out there. We don't know what City Hall is doing. Go down, get involved, and find out. That's my encouragement to them. The last thing I will say is, Stu, I learned how to do something out of this whole process with me. That something that I learned to do was eliminate the negatives. Create a positive within yourself. The first thing we must learn to do, if we haven't learned it yet, is learn to love. It packs so much, it's a powerful tool. Always there's a little monkey on our back and he gets heavy at times. That tool called love will get him off without too much stress. So I hope you, all of you, can carry this message with you. Every once in a while, think about it. And when you do, think about where it came from. Charles Ford, that's my little peeve right now. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. Appreciate it very much.
For those of you who wish to, please go to the atrium, which is on the floor below us. There's going to be a reception for Mr. Ford. We apologize as the council. We have to attend a business here, but please join Mr. Ford down in the atrium for a celebration.
Okay.